pretty mistake. I'm sure that they found the experience of getting up here and not being here.
That's right.
You get up sometimes before people with little training, intervals are far between, and all you find that you thought you had a whole lot to say, you didn't have nothing. You don't get that straight down. The real truth about it is, you're dealing with a mystery. That men in that meditation and concentration and hard years and years study have never been able to arrive at a definite and positive conclusion. Now, I want to make this statement, and I want you to take this home, because it is the result of a lot of research. And that is this word, Yahweh, that we're talking about here. Now, just that one word.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, the most of you have been for a lifetime.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. See? And you never even knew that that was the name,
that's right,
of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Now, that's something to think about. Yes, indeed. It just don't look like you that you could go this many years.
That's right.
Many, many centuries.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And then not know that about the most important of the whole entire world.
Mm-hmm.
It really doesn't look like it. You could. Now you know there's no sitch in here. Y-H. Back again.
Mm-hmm.
And come right down. S. H. What?
U.
A. U.
A.
A. Now, sure. Now, Yahshua said he come in his Father's name. Now, this is the name of the Father. This is the Son. See? Now look how long we've been going, you see, to church, praying, preaching our good sermons, shouting, knocking people's hair down, turning over benches, whooping and hollering and screaming, speaking in tongues. That the Spirit gives utterance. And you understand?
Right.
And we haven't learned a thing. Then when you come to tell somebody about this, they say, this is what they'll say. But I knew you folks had there was something wrong with that. We had a couple come in here, I don't know whether it's last Friday or not.
Yeah.
Was it last Friday?
That's right.
And he said, I got up to speak. Now, I'm the founder and dean of the school. See? And what you see around here is a result of having been caught up in the Spirit and communicated and talked with God, me, myself. Now, I don't need nobody's instruction. See? And I don't have to study no Bible to know either. See? And you don't have no information to impart to me.
That's right.
See? Now, that might sound bitter. Might sound like hard-headed. Well, I can't put myself into something. You see? No more so than anybody else. It wasn't because I chose God at all. You see? He just put, as Paul said, when it pleased God.
Yes.
You see, or Yahweh, that separated him from his mother's womb,
mm-hmm.
to put him in the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
Right.
See? Now, the thought I'm trying to impart to you is this. You see, I don't have nothing to boast about. You are better off than I am.
That's right. That's right.
You see? And you don't need to get all jealous and offended about what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for this reason, you see, if I had the advantage, if you want to call it that,
mm-hmm.
of actually seeing and communicating with and talking with God and exhibiting it to, among you people who have been healed of all kinds of diseases,
yeah.
and you've got sense enough to know I can't heal nobody.
That's right.
So if there's any healing done, you'll have to contribute it to God. That's all there is to that. Now then, if through me talking to you, and you can accept by faith,
that's right.
That which I have seen by sight,
right.
you got the advantage of.
That's right.
There's no sense in you getting jealous about it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Do you understand
right.
what I'm talking about?
Yes.
But it is the natural instinctive characteristic, the basic and true fundamentals of a satanic spirit to become jealous
right.
and always wants somebody to look up to them as though they were something great instead of giving Yahweh the glory
right.
and the honor.
Right.
Now, I said that to let you know I don't have nothing to boast about. And I'm not boasting about myself, many qualifications, my attainments and achievements. But do you understand what I'm talking about? I don't have nothing to boast about. I have less to boast about than you do. See? So you can just let your temperature go down. See what I'm talking about? Now these offenses will come, but woe unto them through whom they come. Now let me get back on what I'm telling you about. Now you see, all after the years and all that you've been through, I'm repeating for a purpose. See, I've done all the shouting and all the studying and everything that you've done. You didn't know that Yahweh was the name of the Father.
That's right.
You didn't know that Yahshua, God, was the name of the Son.
That's right.
See? And could nobody tell you nothing. You see? And the people are running around squabbling about now, speaking in the other terms. See? They always get the thing as it goes out of style, out of date. The Apostle Paul said this. Now you listen to me, Bray. I do know what I'm talking about. See? He said, now whether there be prophecies, they will fail. And whether there be tongues, they shall cease. What's happened? Why is that? Don't you see this purpose as it goes on? Now, let's put it this way. See, as God created each one of these days, he got down to the sixth day and stopped creating. That was the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he didn't just go keep on keeping on. That was the end of it.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He rested the seventh day. Now, this is what I'm talking about. See, when this whole entire revelation and scheme of things that came into these dispensations and ages in which you hit, you understand? Though it was working on that same way, understand? It's going to stop somewhere, and somebody's going to have it way overboard, see? And that's just got to fail.
Right. That's right.
She was working all right. And if time would have continued on, what you said would have happened.
Right.
Get the point? But it's got to fail. Mm-hmm. See, and the reason why it's failing is because, you see, you come to the end of that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. See, it's just not going to continue on that day. Just like, let me see if I can say it. Now, they haven't driven out this other disease. They're from the Edens of the world. Now, that's the end of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? Now, then, coming from the third down to the crucifixion, you understand? At the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
See, coming from that Pentecost down now, see, to where we are now, we're talking about an ending.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see? Now somebody prophesied something on beyond. Where it ends, that's got to fail.
Right.
See? And let me put it this way. There will be nobody that it doesn't affect and concern. There won't be anybody. It concerns everybody. Yes, sir. Both man and beast.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Now you have an opportunity to learn. Now when somebody comes along and tries to tell you something that you didn't know, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's best for you to listen.
Yeah.
And not be stubborn and stupid and hard-headed about it.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now here's one of the reasons why that's necessary. See? Because I don't care how stubborn you are about it, how unwilling you are to accept. You understand? How much you disagree with it, how much offense it is to you, and regardless of who you are, you have to face it and confess it anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
And then be lost.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean? It's all is tightening up and swelling up. You understand? We're going to have to buy it anyhow. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Now there's two spirits in operation here.
Mm-hmm.
That's the spirit of Yahweh and the spirit of the devil. Now listen, you just have to be one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
That's right.
Now since the devil can't save even himself, see, there's nothing else to depend on but Yahweh. Now, whether it suits you or not, or whether that's the way you heard it heretofore or not, you understand? Whether it agrees or disagrees, Paul put it this way. It's at Corinth. Corinthians are Grecians. And the Grecians, you've read about the Grecian philosophers.
Right.
See, they were steeped in the cyclops
mm-hmm.
of mythology. And they spent their time looking around for some new doctrine. You understand? Just wishing that there was in the market for it. Anything new you could dig up
mm-hmm.
or imagine upon. And they had a multiplicity of God. You understand? You see, you follow me that far. You see? And when the Apostle Paul went through there, he said, and Mars Hill said, I can tell your superstition. See, I see how you acting. You see? You get the point?
Mm-hmm.
See some of them, you know, get like a chapter passing one of those churches around here. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Men standing out there, Almost run somebody and kill it through the south like that. Make sign as a man by. Get honor and reference to merit. You see what I mean? Now as we pass by, we hope they're all them things. You see? Looking right at it. Wrote all over you. You see? When somebody tried to tell you something that you didn't know, you see? See, you're tightening up just like somebody pulling up an old tire, see? See what I mean? That's right. Notwithstanding, you're going to have to face it.
That's right.
Now, what I'm really trying to talk about and trying to tell you about is this name, see, of Yahweh and of Yahshua. Now, he said, I come in my Father's name. Mm-hmm. See? And the first thing you would do would be repulsive to is somebody telling you that the name was not Jesus Christ. As long as you have been going with that name, you see, you get the point? Mm-hmm. And somebody come along and tell you, no, brother, it's not Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. It's Yahshua the Messiah. Mm-hmm. Well, we know you haven't heard that.
Mm-hmm.
We're not that stupid down here. Mm-hmm. You see? Then you get your feathers all turned up about it. See, get up and act real stupid and stomp on out. You understand? All swelled up and say, I ain't going back down anymore. You must be afraid somebody will tell you something you don't know. Remember, you don't know it all. You see what I mean? Now, now he said he'd come in his Father's name. See? Well, his father, see now, you can't just J-E-S-U-S-C-H-R-I-S-T. Now, what part of the father's name is that? See, now this part of the father's name is in his name.
That's right.
See, get the point? Now you know the difference between Joseph and Yahweh. I'm talking about, you understand, who was supposed they supposed to be his father. Mm. This don't spell Joseph. You see what I mean? No, indeed. Now, the children. This is the old time. This is the original. This is what was in the manuscript to start out with and to begin with. This is what we are going to have to acknowledge and accept it whether you want to or not.
Yeah.
Believe or don't believe, accept or reject. As of now, you're going to have to buy that. See the point?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't get nothing else learned tonight,
that's right.
Other than that, you've learned yourself something. And I'll tell you this, there's no other name given under heaven among men.
Mm-hmm.
Whereby you can be saved.
Uh-huh.
Saving the name of Yahshua. Yah is master. Sure is the Father. Is, you understand? Sure, which means Savior. You're saved. Now there isn't just one Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Now, you know why I brought that up? Because if you go get yourself some good books, King James Version of it is, for that matter, and you read, you will find that these names are original.
That's right.
And some of you got King James Version Bibles laying right here. Just hold the name Bible that you got, that we get up here and read out of all the time. See, it was made from that Scofield. See, King James Version of the Bible. And we do have the Bible that this book was made from. Now, we can't get up here every time we get up here on the floor to say something to you. Read all the prefaces in that book. But it said right there in the preface. Do you have it there? Find it in the preface and read it in the preface where he made it. You see? Where training is scripture. Listen, and this is a result of scripture research. And I want to tell you something else about training is a Jew. I want you to know that. I want you to understand that. So that you won't be stupid enough to say, you understand? Well, they got some kind of a new Bible down there, given no record. You understand? Now, the reason why it's called the Holy Name, this is the most important thing that is changing in there, see? Is the name, though. You understand? The reason why it's called Holy Name. Now, when they took these names out of the Bible and inserted instead of Yahweh, you understand? What did they put in there?
God.
The Lord God. Instead of Yahshua. Well, Yahshua. Instead of that, what did they put in
there? Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Now, all that's happened is just put the name back in there like it was in the first place. See? And now, have you found it?
It says, to illustrate, see marginal notes regarding 1 John 5:7 in the Social Reference Bible, New York, Oxford University Press, 1917, page 1325.
You see, that's one was made from. So we got both Bibles that it is made from. You see, now that's important to know those things.
Right.
Now this is a school, and you ought to expect to learn something when you come to school. You ought to be too smart and too wise to think that you could come down here to this school and down here agreeing with every Tom, Dick, and Harry to come along. Now, you ought to have better sense than that. Is that right? And you ought to have at least this much sense. If the Baptist is right, then that's obvious. You understand? The Methodist has just got to be wrong. See, you just don't need no brains for nothing like that. You know that Catholicism is right. Protestantism is wrong. Right? Now, what we want to know is, as I heard Dr. Gross say here right recently, see, we want to know Yahweh, or you call it God. We want, down here in this group, we want to know him as he really is and as he actually exists. Somebody said, I don't need nobody to prove to me that he's a God. I already know it. Well, you don't have no advantage there. When Joshua the Messiah said to the Jews, he said, you believe in Yahweh. Or in other words, you believe in God. He gave them that. He said, believe also in me. Well, why? He said, for in my father's house that was it.
That's right.
With many mansions. Now, I said, if that were not so, I wouldn't have told you. Isn't that right? See? Now, another thing that's got me worried about you is this. And you see it reflected in this audience. A handful of people that is here. I'm not talking about tonight, I mean you're bound for the school. You see it reflected. Now instead, if you were driving around
about such one thing as another,
and as I often ask, how many folks you got in that school? How many? Look, let me tell you this. Mm-hmm. I'm not guaranteeing you that as many as are here tonight. I ain't saying all of them right. Do you see what it means? Disciples of a handful of people. You see? But the way people are looking at it, there are a whole lot of them. See, it takes that to make it right. You see? Mm-hmm. But now what's going on in the school? And not only in the school, but all the world and all of the ecclesiastical organizations or religious organizations or churches. See, I'll get said after a while so you understand. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? Regardless of what they're teaching and how they contend that they're right about it. See, they're just being fanned right now. You understand? Mm-hmm. They're going through it. You understand? A fanning process. It's hot today, you know. Preacher done got up and preached and sweat and all. And get him up on cloud nine, hit the number 10. You understand? He's shouting and carrying on, you understand? And before Monday night, you got a packed up. Run out of gas. It don't last from Sunday to Wednesday. And it don't last from Wednesday to Friday. It's all out of gas. You understand? And somebody said, well, they said, listen, you want to know something? I've been going to that school 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. Now listen, you're a senior and you don't be afraid.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right. Now, let me see if I can point out a few things here. I think it's good to stop and talk with you like this sometimes.
That's right.
Now, since we have found this out, if you go into some research, you'll find that this is the name. Mm-hmm. And the very people that is responsible, to some extent, of bringing this name up, why they're right about this name, mm-hmm. they're wrong about a lot of other things. Mm-hmm. They're just as wrong about a lot of other things mm-hmm. as you are about the names.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because some of them are saints. See, the gospel out on the side did not die. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But he did not die. That he did not resurrect from the dead. You see?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? Right about the name. You see? Now we can go home and get you books and bring them down in church.
Mm-hmm.
And read. See? So with the name.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
All right, right about that, look at the other part of it. Just wrong about the other part of it, as you were about Jesus Christ and God.
Mm-hmm.
This haven't got nowhere. Mm-hmm. You see? Now look. See, when you battled and met as many of them as I have met in my life, intelligent men, and as many books and all as I have studied, and among the most brilliant academically trained men, what you have an opportunity to learn down here in such a way, you understand? Even if you don't last from Sunday to Wednesday, or from Sunday to Monday night, you see, you know that there is something about this work. Now, if you pay attention to me, give me your attention from here on, I'll try to show you something. See, something for sure. Something that you just can't rub out of your country. Which is, in reality, the Yahweh or God part of you. And you cannot deny to save your life. You take all of nature that there is. You understand? And while we have interpolations, mistranslations, spurious names injected in this book, and in these books, you see, now that does not rub out or do away with the reality. There was a time when this book used to be chained to a book, and they didn't have copies to be written tonight. And they couldn't be removed from the book. And there it is still. God was just as active then. Yahweh was just as active then. You see, in the controlling of the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything else. Had the world when they had it for change of the book. And when they didn't have access to that information. See? You yourself, being made in the likeness and image of God, you are a testimony even against your own self. Did you know that? You're made in such a way, you see, that it just rubs out all excuses. And look, Wallace, it sticks with you all through the day. When you go home and lay down, go to sleep, and whatever else, see, you got it right with you. Testimony right with you. You see, there's no way to escape. Now, let me talk about this. Now, let me talk about this resurrection. See? Now, I want you to look at Acts 26, chapter. See? Where the apostles got in a whole lot of trouble. Now, 26, suppose again about the 6th verse. Now, you watch what's being said. All right, read.
And now I stand.
Now, here is Apostle Paul. Now, look what he's up against. See, I don't have time to read the whole thing down. You see? But the man, if you start there in the first verse and read it down, I'm giving you I'm setting the scene up now so you can have it. Now here he is before King Herod Agrippa. Here he is before Festus, the governor. And here he is before the high priest. Now then, the political and ecclesiastical authority. And Paul is up before, being arrested when he started to sail from Caesarea to Rome, and had to go back before the Sanhedrin Council to testify to the charges laid against him before they released him to go to Rome to make an appeal. To Caesar. Nero Caesar. See? Understand? Now he got to plead his case here first. Before he goes to Rome to plead his death. You understand? He got to touch all the accusations that the Jews brought against him. You understand? For which he was a prisoner. And one nice thing about it was this, that he was permitted
to speak for himself. You understand? He was his own defense attorney.
Yeah. That's right.
And he took just the best that they had. That's the king,
the governor, and the high priest.
And now the Jews had killed him. Of preaching and teaching, and he ruined doctrine. Because he found out that he was trying to force them, even kill some of them, and put them in prison, not realizing that the end of the post-Diluvian age had come to a close. Uh-huh. In other words, he was not under the law now, he was under the dispensation of grace, Pentecost. Not realizing that, and thinking yet, you understand, that he was still under that dispensation.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And now, when he saw him on the highway going to Damascus, when he had the authority, his credentials from the high priest, you understand, to persecute, as you would say, the Christian. You understand? And to put him in jail. And he gave his voice when Stephen was murdered.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And many of them, he said, persecuted me, let me now, even to strange cities, run some of them out of town.
And put them in jail. You understand? Because they wouldn't keep the law.
Just the same identical thing that Roman Catholicism and Protestantism is out here doing now.
That's right.
You understand?
In another thing, where the deception comes in at, they're trying to show the validity of water baptism. They're saying, you understand, that you must keep this feast of the Passover and unleavened bread. They brought it up in the congregation of the assembly, and some of them are washing feet and doing many things that belong to this dispensation here. But when the pastor cut it out and stopped it because they was living in a spiritual dispensation, you understand? Paul went out and put them to death, told Stephen that he was a blasphemer.
That's right.
But he obtained mercy because he did it through it. Now when these boys are washing feet, they get baptized in water, eating their little crackers and grape juice. See? And saying that Jesus Christ instituted them things. You got his whole entire mission all messed up. He never instituted nothing. And when you're reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you're reading the biography of his life.
Okay.
And he comes to fulfill everything. This is nothing but the shadow back here. And he comes to fulfill the law. Well, why the law in the first place? It was added. The law here was added because of the transgression back here. You see? Now, and so doing, see, and it being moved out and closed. You understand? Well, that Jew couldn't see that. Not that he couldn't see it.
See? And neither could Paul. Until he seen, you understand, he didn't believe that he was resurrected from the dead. And he was putting them to death. He was doing something about it. It was their job to go out there and do something about it. You understand? But they give him the credentials and send him out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so he could do the job that they did. Now here he is. They arrested.
Mm-hmm.
He brought up before
mm-hmm.
the general council. You understand? By keeping contrast. So they're out.
Yeah.
To the law. You understand? And he stepped forth his hand and said, I count my steps happy. But I'm permitted to speak for my own self, touching all things.
Have the Jews of late accused me of.
I'm before the general council. I'm before King Agrippa. I'm before the high priest. I'm before the governor. And I tell you the truth, I'm happy because I'm permitted to speak for myself. When that boy stretched forth his hand and began to speak, the Holy Spirit speaking to him, trusted. The high priest said this, knowing that Paul was brought up at the feet of Samuel, he said, listen here, Paul, let's learn. Take your man. You'll decide yourself.
That's right.
They said that. And he turned right back and said, I'm that man, most noble Felix, but speak forth the words of eternal life with all soberness. Remember? Then he went on to tell him how that he was on his way to Damascus, and how that he saw that vision in the highway in that moment, how he went on to Damascus. And from the Damascus to Arabia, and said, right. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. He didn't need no information to Sanhedrin Council.
That's right.
He didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now, I want you to see what I'm talking about. Why it is that we have you down here, we have a way of finding out and knowing what they're talking about. No speculation and no guess. Now, read and see what he said to him there.
And now I stand. And judge for the
host of the
throne.
Now I'm standing. I'm judged. For what?
For the host of the
throne.
Made of Yahweh.
Made of Yahweh. To who?
Unto our
fathers.
Unto which
our
12 tribes.
Instantly, serving God, every time of day, read on, day and night, every, you understand that, every night, not just Wednesday night, you understand, not just Sunday, Sunday night, say instantly, you see, now here we are. Up here, see, boasting about, we got so much religion, we just, some of us got the shivers and the shakes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And some of us can't speak plain. Want somebody to think that you're just so full of the Holy Ghost and so filled up until you're just running over and can't even talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's the matter there, Buster? I'm speaking in tunes.
Mm-hmm.
See? And ain't that right?
Right.
Now he don't know what he's saying, and you're supposed to have an interpreter, and nobody else knows what he's saying.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Paul said he can only speak with five words of his understanding.
Right. Mm-hmm.
See? We don't know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here he is now. See, he's for the host. Let me see if I can make it real clean. See, this is the right place to make this clean. You see, before the law, you had the blunt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the law didn't invalidate the blunt.
Mm-hmm.
When the law is fulfilled and moved out of the way, then the promise comes to effect.
Right. Right.
There was no Lord seven under the promise. There was no washing feet under the promise.
Right.
That's right.
There was no water baptism under the promise.